more than 2 million. We've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 million registered voters in Mississippi. And I estimate, I say 300,000 of them are black, you see. 850,000 to 900,000, I think, would be pretty close to the figure, you know, in that neighborhood. Have you dug any of this, have you? See if my estimate is fairly accurate or not.
What are the union's political goals for the next 10 years?
About the same as our place else, in terms of electing black people to office, of course. We're involved now in a situation in the legislature. That's what I was asking Golson about a few minutes ago. Property tax situation. Equalization, uniform assessment, reevaluation of property in all of the counties. Are you familiar with that? We've been threatening to go into court on that one now for several years, and if the legislature don't act this time, we'll most likely file court suits in the legal time. I don't know how familiar you are with the tax structure, what some of the real problems are, but our state, I guess most southern states are the same damn way. The buck of the tax money run state government comes from the sales tax. In our case, it's about 53-54%.
Mississippi is the highest in the country.
Right. And a few years ago, they enacted a state income tax, along with the average working guy paying a pretty good hunk of his payout for taxes. During the past 12 years, there have been several increases in the state sales tax. They got it up now to 5%, 5%. Same time, we've got a number of wealthy property owners that are paying little or no taxes on property in the county there. They're paying what I think they ought to be paying, some counties they're not. And all of this means that the average working guy is having to pay more than his fair share of taxes to operate government. So what we're simply saying is that, you know, it's time something was done about this. The legislature don't act, force the tax commission, enforce the Constitution, then we're going into court. The constitutional language in our state constitution is very clear on this question, you see. Tax Commission could do it on its own initiative, but it's been there for so long that they don't want to get into it without direction from the legislature, is what it adds up to. So we're gonna go to court on that one.
Are you taking the litigation route more and more as a way to get what you want?
Well, of course, you know, if you take a look at the situation, many of the things that's been accomplished in this state come by way of court action.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Are you thinking more and more of that as a way to
get
redressed?
Well, our position is this. We'd much prefer to see the legislature act. And I've told them this. I've testified on this a couple of times. And I've written letters to them on that. We'd much prefer to see the legislature solve these problems and have to resort to court action. But we will go to court if we don't get action from the proper.
Just based on the success of the civil rights lawyers and others in the courts here?
Well, I'd say some of it was. Reapportionment came about as a result of court action, as you well know. Of course, we've had other situations. It came with a legitimate point, too. You know, there's any number of things. I'd frankly rather see the responsible state agency perform its job and what have you. But hell, when it don't, you don't have a recourse but to go into the courts, you see? And I don't know, I get the feeling sometimes maybe some of these yokels in the legislature rather see the courts act and they can always point saying the damn courts did it wasn't us. See, if they pass the bill or the resolutions that the courts are at this time. And then we have this reevaluation. That has to come first. You have to get property evaluated uniformly in all counties, then set a uniform assessment ratio, the percent that's going to be taxed you see, when you do this, then there's no question but what some people are going to be paying some damn taxes and haven't paid any. Some will be paying more. And when this happens, of course, you're going to have a hell of a big stink. You know, they're going to be trying to find somebody to get on. Well, the legislature sits back and lets the courts do it. It wasn't the legislature, it's the goddamn courts that did it, you see.
Well, isn't that about the Oneill? In a state where you've got a weak executive,
yeah,
who doesn't have the power, doesn't want to exert any influence, well, the legislature is the dominant branch of government.
Yeah.
They won't do anything, and he won't do anything.
Then you have to go to court. You're right.
But I think the weak executive contributes to that.
Could be. I don't know. It could be.
Trying that out on you.
Could be. I'll tell you, there's a lot of room for discussion on this comparison of the weak executive versus the strong executive and the legislative branch having more or less equal authority with the governor. Under our setup, compared to Louisiana, for instance, the governor is a weak executive. I think I'd prefer to have our system, really, than a system like you've got in Louisiana, where the governor pretty well gets his programs through. Legislature's more or less a rubber stamp affair, you know.
Do you have any position on the...
You don't think Victor Busey would agree with you on
that? I don't
think
he would either.
I doubt it. Yeah. Because they put them marbles on the governor over there, you see. I know what you're talking about here.
This is one of the few states where legislatures serve on boards and commissions in the executive branch.
And that, of course, is unconstitutional.
Well, I just wonder about what's your, how you feel about that.
Right. Well, they got no business serving. That's a direct conflict. It is a violation of the Constitution.
Why does government take that to court?
Don't know. It's hard to understand sometimes why some, doesn't have more than it does.
Does the governor ever come to you and ask for recommendations on boards and commissions?
He's conferred with me a couple of times in a couple of situations, and some he hasn't that he should have. He's asked him a couple of times by a couple of situations, you know.
How about the other governors? Williams of the
no,
Johnson, Burnett?
No, we very seldom had very much business with either one of them. I can recall calling on Williams, I think, once while he was in the governor's office, maybe Paul Johnson a couple of times, but never called on Ross Barnett at all. I hated the son of a bitch, and the last thing I was going to do was call on him for anything, you know.
How do you rate Johnson as a governor?
Strangely enough, Paul Johnson turned out to be one of our better governors, believe it or not. We have to give credit for what credit's due. He went into the governor's office in this real rough period we was talking about. And Ku Klux Klan was running wild, you know. We had, I think, 40-some-odd churches bombed and burned, several people murdered and all that stuff. And Paul brought all this thing to an end. He cooperated with the FBI, establishing their office here. And things got more or less back on the right track during his administration. I have to give him credit for it, really do.
How about John Bell Williams?
Well, he more or less was his administration could best be described, I guess, an example of how we could get along without a governor. He provided very little leadership, about the best way I can describe that.
Did Labor support Waller or Sullivan?
We didn't really support either one of them. We had a number of people running for governor, and we had several acceptable candidates. And it just so happened that two of the acceptable candidates were in the runoff. See, we concentrated on the legislative race.
How about congressional races?
That's another damn subject. That's where we've got a lot of work yet to be done. You know, we've got two Republicans in the delegation now, one from this district and one from the coast. We had three contests 2 years ago, and we supported the Democratic nominee in all three of them. Only won one of them. That's Bowen in the second district. And it looks like we're not going to be able to do much about that situation in this election either. Nixon's still too damn popular in Mississippi for some strange reason or another. Maybe you can explain to me how that, how we have that phenomenon. I suspect that Nixon's more popular in Mississippi than his state in the whole United States right now.
Well, he wouldn't have to be very popular to be the most popular.
No. We had a poll run recently in the 5th district down there to see what that situation looked like, you know. It took a sampling of this is what I'm talking about.
What did you show?
It just surprisingly showed that Nixon, a hell of a lot of people thought he's doing a good job, you know.
What did you show about Trent Lott?
Well, kind of a mixed thing with a lot, but if you depend on how you want to look at the situation, a lot would be hard to defeat under the present circumstance. That's our analysis of it, you know.
What's the Federationary relationship with Jim Eastland looking?
Not very much.
People tell us that he's the key, or one of the keys in Democratic politics because of his relationships with the county supervisors, all the political favors and so on he's done over the years.
Well, he has that. He has been more or less the dominating political force here for a number of years. In Mississippi, we didn't have the two-party system, but we had two factions. We have had two factions for a number of years. The Eastland faction pretty well dominated state politics. That was the Paul Johnson faction, you know, the Eastland influence. Waller had the support of the Eastland influence in the runoff in Charlotte South. Kind of peculiar situation there, that alignment of forces. You found Waller got a sizable black vote. Same time he had a lot of the old seg crowd supporting him, you know. Figure that one out. That's kind of hard to figure, you know. But I had all kinds of factors at work in this thing. And, some of the pieces don't fit.
How did your office work during the legislative session? I mean, what's your daily routine?
With the legislature. Well, I handled the legislative and everything myself. And, a lot of it's personal contact. A lot is by written communication. Prior to this session, we had a series of meetings around the state where we invited members of the legislature to come out to a dinner meeting with our local labor leaders, laid out our legislative program, the things we'd like to see accomplished, and that has helped tremendously in this particular session, you know.
What was the turnout?
Very good turnout to just about all the areas. I was pleasantly, I wouldn't say surprised, but I was well pleased with the turnout, both from my own people and from the members of the legislature. Well pleased with it.
Does anybody else work with the legislature other than you?
From organized labor?
Right.
Well, we've got a few groups. The Railway Brotherhoods, they have a guy that hangs around and does a little lobbying. Firefighters have a person or two around, that kind of thing.
Did you say you'd probably average as much as $500 in a legislative race?
I say it would probably average out something like that. You know, some cases it might be a couple of hundred. Other cases we might spend, $800 to $1,000. Depends on the situation.
That'd be something like $70,000 to $80,000 then during an election year.
If we got involved in all of them, yeah. But we don't get involved in all of it. And we don't make a contribution in all of it. You know, it's kind of a selective type thing. We got some good friends over there that we ought to ever put a nickel in their campaign. See? In a situation like Bob Clark, for instance, and we was talking about earlier. Because of his importance, we spent a little extra there compared to what we would some others. Then when they reapportioned the legislature this last time, they threw another county into his district. We had to go in then and do a hell of a lot of additional work in terms of restoration in the other county, organization, the whole damn thing. And therefore, what I thought we'd lost him. I thought he'd got defeated.